From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump visited Puerto Rico Tuesday. The visit included meetings with Puerto Rico's political leaders. Congresswoman Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon of Puerto Rico thanked the president for the government's help.
The amount of devastation, it's unheard of. But during all this time, we got the federal government by our side, doing the job for the people here, like you in the military, doing all that has been asked.
The president admitted a lot more needed to be done, and he called on locals to do more to rush aid to isolated regions. At least 20 people are in critical condition, and more than 100 were still being treated for injuries at a hospital in Las Vegas following the mass shooting on Sunday evening. Dr. Douglas Frazier, vice chair of the University Medical Center Trauma Division.
Some devastating wounds associated with such a high caliber, and we've seen injuries from unfortunately, gunshot wound to the head, to chest, arms, legs, abdomen, kind of all over. We also saw blunt injuries from people that were trying to run from the scene.
Law enforcement officials puzzled over what motivated a retiree with no criminal record to assemble an arsenal in a high-rise Las Vegas hotel and rain gunfire onto an outdoor concert, killing at least 59 people. French police investigating a Nice attack that left two young women dead in Marseille said they detained four people Tuesday. A judicial officer said the four were in custody on suspicion of association with a terrorist group. Several places were being searched in that probe. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms for stories, pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News. Spain's King Felipe VI has condemned the Catalan authorities, saying they had placed themselves outside the law by holding an independence vote Sunday. These authorities have, in a clear and decisive way, placed themselves outside of the law and democracy. They wanted to break Spain's unity. He made the statements during a televised address Tuesday evening. Earlier, people took to the streets of Barcelona to protest the use of force by police that left hundreds injured during the voting process. Catalan labor unions called for a general strike to voice anger over the treatment by Spanish police. A number of small businesses, medical facilities, and schools shut down for the day or said they'd be operating at a minimum capacity. Spain's famous Barcelona soccer team said it would join the strike, and it suspended operations at its club headquarters for the day. The trial of the two women accused of killing the estranged brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un continued. Miller Sega has that story.
A pathologist told a Malaysian court Tuesday that the North Korean leader's half-brother, Kim Jong-nam, died of acute VX poisoning as the second day of the trial came to an end. Indonesian Siti Aisyah and Duan Thi Huong from Vietnam are charged with killing Kim Jong-nam by smearing his face with VX at Kuala Lumpur Airport on February 13th. Both have pleaded not guilty. Siti Aisha's lawyer expressed doubt at the pathologist's conclusions after leaving the court.
We have caused death because it constricts your muscle so that you cannot breathe. And when you cannot breathe, you die. You have lack of oxygen. That means you die of asphyxia. You can conclude you die of asphyxia. You cannot conclude he died from VX.
Malaysian police have also named four North Koreans as suspects in the case, and an Interpol red notice, an international alert just short of an arrest warrant, has been issued. The trial continues Wednesday. Millar Sega, VOA News.
The United States has informed the Cuban government that it is ordering the departure of 15 officials from the Cuban embassy in Washington. The announcement comes less than a week after the U.S. reduced its diplomatic presence in Havana following mysterious attacks on U.S. personnel in Cuba. A Cuba official says the U.S. response is irresponsible and hasty. The diplomats have 7 days to depart. The United States should stay in the 2015 nuclear agreement with Iran, says U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, despite heavy criticisms of the deal from President Donald Trump. The U.S. State Department is due to certify to Congress in 2 weeks whether Iran has been complying with the terms of the deal. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to point your web browser to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.